Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, boy. Good evening. Good evening to each and every one of you. You're now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various guests to come onto the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I'm going to invite you at this time to invite members of your team, your upline or downline, to like us on Facebook, which is the Avon Motivation Radio Show, and to listen to our show each week, Monday at 8:30 to 9. And if you've been following the show, you know the first week of the month, I talk about how to sell your Avon to the beauty professionals. The second week of the month, we have Gia, myself, and Ellen, where we talk about a roundtable discussion. The third week of the month is myself and Sashi. We talk about the Avon business opportunity. And the fourth week, we have Gia Gillen, who talks about skincare. So, as you know, we're talking about skincare tonight. So, Gillen, let's talk about skincare. Let's talk skincare.
Okay. Well, I just want to tell everybody and tell all the viewers and everybody that's listening and everybody that's going to listen to this on the replay, Pat has a group, and I went with her on a vacation, dream vacation of a lifetime to Dubai last week for 1 week. So
yes.
I decided, thank you, Pat, so much. I had such an amazing, amazing, amazing
time. Oh, my God.
We got back Saturday, and I
– yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know, I was going to say, everybody can look at the pictures to see how much fun we had on our both of our Facebook pages, Gillen Clark and Pat McDowell.
And also on Ellen. Ellen, she had pictures.
Oh, that's
right. I'd like everyone just to take a look. Go on to Facebook and take a look at those pictures and look at our face. Look at, not that we were only smiling and having a good time, but how our skin just was glowing. I felt.
Yeah.
Our skin was glowing, glowing. It was so, the fact that we came from this fall, we're in New York. I don't know where you are in the United States or where you are anywhere, but we're in New York, so it's fall here, kind of chilly. And we went to where it was 90 to 99 to 100 degrees in Dubai. And I have to tell you that if you look at those pictures in our skin, Pat's skin was just glowing. Her makeup, my makeup, our lipstick, it was just popping in while we were away. So one of the things I want to say is that to do that, to be that way, is that we – planned when we go away what we're gonna wear and what we're gonna wear as far as clothes and what we're gonna wear on our skin. I know, Pat, before we
Absolutely.
Left we talked and we said, what are we gonna pack? And I said, well, you know, I don't know about certain things. I don't want to pack too much. I don't want to pack big products, you know, big bottles of things. And you were like, oh, what about the wipes? And I was like, oh yeah, the face that was a great thing, and I remembered to put on my list my face mask, and I used those in the evening to refresh my skin. I made sure I bought my skin so soft so I could put that on my arms and all, because I love the smell, but just so that none of the bugs, none of the anything came near us and bothered us. And my skin, so I love my skin so soft. The original, the oil-infused foaming body wash, I just love that. So I took that with me, too. So I have my list of all the stuff. Pat, what about you? Did you have your list products that you would bring?
I had all my Avon makeup and skincare. And in addition to that, I bought the sun tanning lotion, the blue one, the one the blue
Yes,
tube.
That's right.
Yeah,
I used yours.
And I passed it on the yacht that we were on. And I and then naturally I wore, you know, nail polish that was for Avon. And the one thing I wanted to point out to people, and I don't know, Gilly, if you saw this, but you know, many times we had to go to but our tour took us to visit various mosques throughout Dubai, because as you know, Dubai is an Arabic community, and so your head had to be covered. And the one thing that I had, especially when we went to the Grand Mosque, which is the third largest mosque in the world, and so when we went there, that mosque is very, very strict, and you had to be completely covered, no skin, unless you use your hands and your feet. That was from your wrist to your fingernails. And so that means everybody's face was covered. And so when I looked at people's faces, those people who properly cleanse their skin, their faces look so beautiful because the wrapping around their head created a frame. And all you could see was the face. There was nothing else. It was your face, and that was your beauty. And I thought that was just so remarkable.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Very remarkable.
Pat, I'm telling you right now, you are so, so right. I had you know, I'm not.
Gillen?
Because you're used to have covering my head. I go to an ashram, but not my everything.
You're breaking up for some reason.
Can you hear me now?
You're breaking up. I can't hear you now at all.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Uh
huh.
Yes, okay,
I
took off the headset. Okay, so I loved that. I got to look at so many different women, and you're right. When you frame just the face, you see beauty. And I'm not talking about the makeup beauty, I'm talking about the skin beauty. Like, you know, you get to see people's eyes. You get to see their skin. You get to see if it glowed. You get to see when they smile, their eyes lit up. It was something that you know, I don't usually experience, because I don't usually see just the face. We look at everything with our hair, our face, the makeup, with, you know. But I'll tell you something.
The clothes.
It was truly. Truly, 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 when you just look at the face, when you just see someone's face and they smile, and you can see the smile in their eyes, their skin is glowing, you see a difference between that and someone that's skin is not well kept or taken care of.
Yeah.
You can definitely, definitely see a difference.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm one of those people who, when I travel, I usually never wear makeup, and so people saw me like, or my hair is never done. I mean, I usually come from the shower with washing my hair to the airport, and when I'm about to land, that's when I put on my Avon makeup, and then I wrap my hair, and then there's such a transformation. From being raw to, you know, to go into a glam situation. But I think that what people should do as Avon representatives, and we have, like, makeup parties, maybe what we should do from taking people from the raw, because you should take them through the cleansing process, and then take them to the glam, maybe one of the things you should ask the people to bring with them is a long scarf. And then wrap, you know, have them look at their face in the mirror, and then have them wrap their heads, their whole face, like we did, so that it's framed and they can see the difference. Because this is such a different one, like you said, when there's nothing interfering in the way you look at that person, meaning the hair, the earring, the clothing, you know, just the face, tuning in, just that face, and it's just amazing. I think that would help sell your skincare products and your makeup even more.
I can't even imagine how it wouldn't, because I can't believe how many people said to you, "Oh my God, Pat, what are you using on your skin?" or they said to me, Angel Skin, what do you use? Avon? He said, Avon? I said, yeah, Avon. And they're like, wow, like, you know, so that made a big, big difference. And I 100% agree with Pat. When you take people from, take them and just frame their face, wash their face, have them put on their skincare, and then take them.
You're breaking up again.
Hello?
You're breaking up.
Hello?
Yeah, okay,
I don't know.
Okay,
Sorry.
No worries.
Take them to the airport. I know that until you.
How is it just me that I'm not hearing you? Are you there?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I'm hearing every other word, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Pat, are you on speaker now? Speaker, see if that works. Is this fine?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, fine. Uh-huh.
Okay. So, you know, I think that made a big difference. What my magic...
Your magic what?
You have my magic. Avon magic. The face
perfector. Right.
That's
right,
my favorite. And that was SPF 20. I love when I just add my face and just a little bit of powder. And that was it. I didn't do anything else. Just let my face breathe with that, with a little bit of powder, my lipstick. And then I put on some eyeshadow when we out any special, you know, in the evening. I just knew that my face felt good. And I was just so proud to be an Avon representative and showing off my Avon skincare and what my face turns into and what it's been because I consistently use it. And I'll tell you something. I use the mascara, the new mascara, one to get your eyelash and your eyebrows. And I'll tell you, I've been using it faithfully since the convention, and I do see a difference. I mean, I'm loving the fact that, you know, as we go into this fall season and the fact that I was away on vacation and to come back, that I can see the difference in my face. And I can see that I'm using the right products for the season that we're in so that my skin can just continuously glow. And that's what people have to teach other people and their customers. I can show you how your skin can continuously glow no matter what season you're in. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So,
my philosophy is the more you take care of your skin, the less you have to cover up.
Pat, that is, you're an esthetician, so you know the actual. You know, things behind the fact of what goes on in your skin. And I love the fact that you share that because that is so true. You don't have to put a lot of makeup on your face. If you look at Pat's face, that she had, she didn't use a lot of makeup. Her skin was like, face was model. She looked like a model, covered a model because your skin was just beautifully made up. And it looked like it wasn't made up. It looked like it was natural. I just love that.
Yeah.
I just love that. So, you know, I wanted to say that at this point in time right now, because you have people that you know that are going on vacation. And here's another thing: people are not going to use your products as they go away on vacation, because nobody's going to try anything while they're out. Nothing new. The thing is to get them when you know that they're planning their vacation and asking them, listen, would you like to try something else before you go away? They're going away next month. Let's see if they can might try something different. Where are they going? Is it a warm climate? Is it a cold climate? Let me show you something that might work and that might help you for your skin to adapt to that place you're going, or to help your skin to adapt to the season. Are you liking the products you're using now? You know, if you ask someone, you know, what do you use now? Is it working for you? How's that working for you? Is it working great? Some people say, yeah, it's okay. Well, are you willing to try something different? You know, I don't say something new. It's just something different.
because different, new could be scary. Different means that you're willing to take and try something else and see whether it's going to work. And I just love that. I do know that even when I came back and Sunday was my first day out. And even when I went out and I was visiting and out and about, people were saying, your skin looks so beautiful. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. I said, I just came back from vacation. He said, oh, that's what it is. You're glowing. I said, that I said in my makeup and my skincare regimen that I use. Oh, what skincare regimen do you use? If you're not talking about what you're doing and how you're doing it, people are just not going to know. You have to bring up the conversation because people want to hear. They want to hear what other people are doing and trying because they see it's working for you. They're willing to try it for themselves. But you got to mention it. You got to talk about it without trying to.
And you know what, Gail? One of the mistakes a lot of people do when people say to them, "Oh, your skin looks beautiful," and they say, "Thank you," and that's where the conversation ends. Thank you. No, that's your opening line. Thank you. I use Avon products. Would you like to demo me to come over and show you some of the things that I'm using?
Exactly. I mean, you could start telling what type of skincare regimen do you use? People will be surprised. They're like, oh, what do you mean a skincare regimen? Well, what do you use to between washing and moisturizing? Day and night on your face. That's a pet, just an opening conversation to open it up, see what they're using. Because I'm telling you, most times, what's catching people is when they go into a store, and most stores, we all know that, the first thing you have into a store is you have the cosmetic counter first, because that's where they're going to catch people coming in and have them try things, and they'll sell to them. Those cosmetic counters are not in the back of the store. They're in the front, and those are things that people buy because someone asked them something about it. Oh, can I show you something new? If you're not in a rush, it's like, okay. And next thing you know, they spent $150 on products that I'm telling you right now, it's not that they didn't need it and they didn't want it. Someone just sold it to them. So why can't you be the one that gives them something that really works for them, that they want, and not that you're just selling something to them? Believe me, they will like you a whole lot more because of the fact that you took the time, asked them what they really needed, and you weren't selling to them. You were helping them to get better skin.
Absolutely correct.
I know right now I have my list of things that I took when I was away. Now, of course, I went to warmer climate.
You did what?
The Avon Magic Face Perfector. It's my favorite
use. Oh, yes.
It's light. So it's great. It was great for the summer, and it was great while I was away. Now I'm back, and it's cold. It's much colder out, so I'm back to using my moisturizer and my ultimate. That's my favorite multi-purpose moisturizer. It's a little bit thicker, but it's what I need on my face because of the web, and it's what works for me. And my skin tends to get very dry, so that works for me. I know that I use that with lot of my other customers that like it, but you know, they have the new line, which I know everybody is using. I'm hoping Fusion line, which is amazing. I use that also while I was away, which was great because it needed the moisture and it just took it perfectly. Like what we were out on the beach, we were out in this, and a lot of sand, a lot of dry heat, and it took to it perfectly. I know that my sister is in Arizona, and I was a driver, and I know that I sent her as a gift. Try, and that's the thing too. If you know someone that's in another climate, and that it's something that they might like, you can send them samples. And say, could you try this for me and let me know if you did to my sister? I said, I think this is going to be looking at me,
but could you try this and tell me what you think about it? Let me tell you. I can tell you an honest answer on it. That's great. People got to see that there's...
You're breaking up.
Sorry, Pat. I don't know that breaking up.
Are you walking around?
No, I'm sitting at my desk. I haven't moved. I have not moved. I headset off. I have it on speaker right now. Let me take the speaker.
Uh-huh.
I took it off the speaker. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I'm not moving. I have not moved at all. Yeah, so giving stamp out to your customers and letting them try a product and asking them for their honest review of the product is another way that you can get new customers.
Absolutely.
I would also we're talking about this is November coming up. You have people that are going to parties. I know that Christmas parties are starting early this year, like they do every year. There are parties starting in November. You can ask them to try a product or, you know, there's lip balms, there's lipsticks. That's another thing, Pat. I loved your lips, the colors that you had on, the colors that I put on. It's not just the makeup on top of it. It's getting the right color for the right person that they're wearing with the right outfit. Selling someone lipstick can lead to selling them skincare. Do you believe that, Pat?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So the right,
no question.
You show someone and give someone the right lipstick and they love the lipstick gloss. They will take and try something else because it's not the lipstick only that you sell. You upsell because they're going to like something else that you have or that you might recommend. So, you know,
right.
Those are just
exactly.
Some tips. And I just love the fact that I was able to go away and my skin glowed. I was so proud of the fact that, you know, no matter what, I'm using a product that I know is so good for your skin and that it works. It works. You don't have to sell it. You just have to show it. And when you show it, it sells itself.
It sure does. And
even if you're not talking about the skincare, even that I loved your eyeshadows, they were so. I mean, your eyes just.
This dog is just driving me nuts. Excuse me. you know when you were saying when talking about people going on vacation and selling to them the Avon product. If you have a customer who just very adamant and don't want to buy, or, you know, you can't convince them, the one thing you should sell, if nothing else, is that Skin So Soft wipes, the one for the bug guard that comes in a pouch.
Mm-hmm. That is so true because
mosquitoes.
No matter where they are, they will. I guarantee you, they're going to wish they had it if they didn't get it.
That's for sure.
It's so true. It is so true.
So, let's see how much more time we have. Look at my clock. Hold on.
8:63.
We have 6 more minutes. Yeah, I've got six
I know,
more minutes.
Right?
Yeah, it went by fast. What I'm going to say, one of the things that we should,
No, I'm listening.
One of the things we should start looking at is, like Gillian said before, you know, start talking to your customers. That's basically it. You have to have a conversation. You really have to have a conversation with your customers. And, you know, I think one of the things that Avon representatives fail to do is they fail to see themselves as the expert. And you are. And people are looking for you for advice and recommendation. Don't shy away from that. You know, don't shy, you know, away. Don't say, well, I'm not a skincare professional, I'm just not in the other. No, you're an expert on the Avon products because you have been trained to share the opportunity and to let people know what products are best for them. I learned your product.
You know, Pat, you are so right. Do you think that the women that are that have those white robes on or white smocks that you walk into the store with, that they're experts? No, they're just taught about how to use that product and how to sell it. You at least are using the product, because that's the key. If you're not using the product, it's hard to sell the product, because you may not be the expert, but you know what works. So that's why you have the team behind you and all the other things on your Avon website, because you don't know, each person is different, but you know what works for you, and you've tried the product, and you know what works. So if you're not taking and trying the products, I'll say that over and over again. Why is someone going to buy from you if you're not even using it? You've got to be using the products. If you're not using the products, then you're not really, all you're doing is, I don't know what you're doing. You're trying to sell to
people. I don't know what you're doing.
And that doesn't work. You've got to be helping people to get the right products that works for them. And the only way to do that is using it.
And, you know, you have to send, just think about it. You have to send a message. And what kind of message do you send when you don't wear makeup or skincare products? You know, again, you can't sell a dream looking like a nightmare.
So true. That is so true, because nobody's going to buy from a nightmare. Nobody's going to buy. And I'm not talking about you have to have heavy makeup on or anything else.
No.
But, I mean, I've seen some representatives like, oh, no, I don't use Avon skincare. Well, okay, so you're an Avon representative. What do you use? I don't use any of it. I'm just selling it. Oh, okay. So how's that working? Because more than likely it's not. More than likely it's not working. Because how can you be selling? How can you be a representative and you're not using it?
And mind-boggling.
I agree. I do agree. I made sure that every single person that said, oh, my gosh, you look so beautiful. Thank you. I just love my Avon skincare. What are you using? I mentioned it. What makeup are you using? What lipstick is that you're using? And, I mean, let me tell you something. Some people told me this one girl, she was using crimson whatever this was. I was like, oh, my God, that's it looks so good on you. I was not even selling that. I want to let her know that I knew she looked good in that lipstick. And I recognized it for what it was. That could be enough of later on of an opening that you can talk about other things with someone. But you can't let it drop.
Absolutely.
You can't not say anything else about it. You got, like Pat said, you got to, that's the beginning of the conversation. Not the end, not the middle. It's the beginning. So, you know, you should be doing very well right now. Avon has some amazing palettes and lip colors and things that you can sell besides skincare coming for the holiday now. Really, really nice things. You should be able to take and show those and sell those and represent what you're using by showing it to other people that they can say, oh, I love that color. What color is that? People say that all the time.
Absolutely.
I see women in the ladies' room saying, well, what color lipstick is that? Hello, that's a perfect opportunity.
Absolutely. And, you know, the holidays are coming. You know, Thanksgiving is the 27th, and the 23rd is, the 23rd is Black Friday. And as an Avon representative, you should be selling a skincare basket.
It's exactly right. Exactly. You know what? One of the things I always keep in my bag, Pat, you know those little small lipsticks? I always keep them.
Oh, yeah.
And if someone does something nice, I give it as a gift saying, yeah, I think this color would look amazing on you. And I'll say, can I just take your number to follow up to see if you like it? Just that, to start the conversation. Go ahead.
What do you do this? Because I can never read the doggone thing.
Oh, the colors?
I can never read the cover. Yeah.
It's very, very small, but I have one of those little magnifying glass things that you just, it's like a little a shell-like, and you put it up right to the to the back, and you can see it. It becomes very magnified, and once it's magnified, yeah, I can read it.
You know what? You know what I bought? I went on eBay, and I bought, and it wasn't that expensive. I bought a jewelry, a jewel used to look at jewelry.
Oh, wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah. It was silver, and it's like about the size of a quarter. It's large. And that's what I use. But when I don't have that thing, it's like, oh my God, what is this thing saying?
Oh no, it's impossible to read it without it. I 100% agree. But I'll tell you, I do follow up, and I do get people that want to buy the lipstick because they really like it. I mean, so, and that's just the opening to have them get a book and look to see if there's anything else that you can recommend to them. But anyway,
so
I just want to say that the one thing I just knew I had to talk about is the fact that, you know, you have all your friends that are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, social media, not on social media, you know, birthdays are coming up, you know, these are the people you need to talk to and show them what you have and not sell to them, but help them. But, you know, if you have a friend that you know is going on vacation next month, or you know someone that's going away, or you know that there's a birthday coming up, these are the things that you should mention, and you should be talking about your skincare products or your Avon products. And, you know, if you have a birthday coming up, what a great gift is to give a skincare basket. Or to give a basket.
Can I tell you, you know, a lot of people, yeah, I know they're listening, are on Facebook. Why not do a video? And you could do a video just on moisturizer. If you don't feel like you know the whole line, then take one product, moisturizer, and just do a video on that. And then the next time you do a video, do it on something else. You know, to create a following.
So true. And not only that, Pat, you know the sanitizer? Avon has a sanitizer too. I would be doing something on that also, because the little ones, the ones that you clip onto your pocketbook, and you fill up, Avon still has those. And I'll tell you something. Those came in very handy that I had with me. They came in handy. They were perfect for what I needed. I even bought my one with the pump, the one that you put on the top of your in the hotel, the one that you take in and wash your hands with that are antibacterial. I'm telling you right now, it worked for me. I bought it with me. I used it. And I don't care what anybody says. I love the way it smelled on my hands. I love how the way my hands felt. And it was familiar to me, too. It was some piece of home that I brought with me that I loved. My roommate even said,
there you go.
You smell so good. What is that? She's like, oh, I want you to get me one of those. I was like, okay. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. But if you got to talk about it, you got to use it. You got to be talking to other people. If you're not doing that, then you're just doing a hobby. And that's okay. It's okay to do a hobby. But don't go out there saying, like, oh, I tried the Avon opportunity and it didn't work. No, you just didn't work it.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah. And, you know, look the – again, I can't stress enough. You got to look the part. You just got to. I don't understand it. You know, you look at the Mary Kay ladies, and they are on point.
Mm-hmm.
They're on point. Even the whole presentation with their table display is on point. We got to get on point as Avon representative.
That I have seen some Avon representative.
Oh my God!
And I'm looking and saying, like, are you're representing Avon? Look at how. I don't even know what to say. You don't have to have a lot of money. You don't have to look rich. You just have to look well put together that you care.
Absolutely. Like you care. And you know what you should do? Before you go out to sell Avon products to someone else, before you walk out the door, look in a full length mirror and ask yourself, if you were coming to visit you to sell products, would you buy it? That's all you got to ask. If the answer is no, then go back and change your clothes and get yourself together.
So true. Make up your hair. Your hair doesn't have to be perfect, but it has to be made up. It can't look like you just rolled out of bed. You can't have, like, your face not doesn't even look like it's been washed. I've seen people like this. Then I'm like, I've gone to meetings, and I'm like, how could you come outside like that and look like that? I mean, how could you say that that's okay? You don't care. You know what it makes it look like? You don't care about yourself. If you don't care about yourself, how can you care about someone else? How can you help me if you don't care about
how can
you
help somebody else? Absolutely. Well, Gillian, we have gone over the time, and I think we covered a lot. I hope people, you know, listen and, you know, don't think that we're trying to, you know, put people down or whatever. But we're trying just to help you as an Avon representative and hoping that you see yourself as others see you in from their eyes. And also not to miss opportunities. Don't miss opportunities. That's all I can say.
So true.
So with that, Gillian, thank you. And we'll talk. And for everyone else, have a wonderful week. This is the last 3 days of November. You have up until Tuesday to place your campaign 2023 order, right? 23, right, Gillian?
23.
Yeah, 23.
Yes.
Campaign. And you should be rocking and rolling. We're going into our season. This is where the money comes in. So, you know, make it happen.
Show me the money.
That's right. Show me the money. So make it happen, everyone, and talk to everyone soon. Good night, everyone. Good night, Gillian.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.